Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Merv sits to chat with Bennett on Most Requested Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. I mean, what an exciting day this is, the day your tour kicks off and Drake follows you on Instagram. I mean, I'm not sure how you top this.
We can't top it, dude. I don't know.
What is happening? I mean, this is just insanity. So you are where kicking off to your tour? New Orleans, right?
New Orleans, yes.
This is amazing. You've spent your whole year on the road pretty much. Are you ready for this tour starting tonight?
I've never been readier in my life. Bennett, I'm so excited.
What about touring gets you most hype? Is it, you know, the sea of fans reciting the words that you wrote? Is it just exploring different cities? All the above? Like, it's gotta be
all the above. But yeah, singing the songs with them is just so crazy, and getting to meet these people is just I can't even explain it. It's incredible.
Like, was this, I mean, this obviously was a dream of yours, but did you think it would be a reality here, 18 years old? Like, you're doing it. You're living the life.
I think about that every day. I always knew I wanted to do it from a very young age, and I kept telling myself it would happen. So maybe I was manifesting it.
You're manifesting. Yeah.
Yeah. But now we're here, and I'm really excited.
Life comes at you fast. And so from what I understand, you grew up in a music household, right? Your parents both sing, is that correct?
Yeah, my whole family plays instruments, sings, very, very musical.
It's definitely in the DNA. So your parents just must be, your whole family must be over the moon. Did they have any advice for you as you embarked on this career?
No, my mom was just very supportive and always encouraged me to just follow my heart, and she's a fucking superwoman. So
Mama Dukes.
Yeah.
Moms are the best. So talking about Drake following you, back to that real quick. Have you talked in the DMs at all?
No, I can't.
it's not every day where a champagne poppy follows you on social media. I mean, that's pretty cool.
It's the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. I don't know what to do. Crazy.
What other cases like that has happened since you've blown up on social media and Heartbroken, which, by the way, I can't wait to talk about that record. We love it. What are some cool things, maybe some encounters, some artists that you've got to chop it up with now that you're doing your thing?
I mean, everybody I've done a collab with, I'm super big fan of. Polo G specifically, I love his music, and I have for a long time. Same with Marin and Diplo, I guess. But Polo was specifically that was crazy.
And you two sound so good on Heartbroken. I feel like there's such a beautiful synergy with country and hip hop. Why do you think that is? I just feel like it's growing more and more where it's like these two worlds are colliding and it sounds so seamless.
They really are. I've noticed it so prevalent lately. I'm not sure. There's probably definitely reasons. I just think they go great together.
And you kind of have both of that, put those genres in you. I feel like I hear that when I listen to your records. What are kind of your influences that kind of made you the artist that you are?
Yeah, I mean, I listened to a lot of different things growing up, but I feel like the area I grew up in, it was a lot of country and it was a lot of hip hop. And so that checks out, I guess. But a lot of like, yeah, I don't, there's so many, I always go blank when people ask me that, but I truly listen to everything, I feel like. One of my biggest influences is Amy Winehouse and Lil Baby, Drake, Adele. Ah, oh, I love Adele. Yeah, there's a lot. Oh, and Black, Six Flag. I fucking love Six Flag.
And I feel like that's how people listen to music now more than ever, right? Like, listen to all genres of music depending on the mood you're in or stuff like that. And I feel like you kind of embody all of those genres with your music. I mean, you were just on stage with Jelly Roll, who's doing his thing right now. He's the man, right?
He's the man. I love him. He's such a good dude. Also, like, just such a genuinely good human. And yeah, incredible also.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm just so happy for him and just country music in general, you know, becoming so mainstream. I feel like in the last couple of years, especially this past year, it's just been nuts. Let's talk about Heartbroken. How did this song come to be? You know, Diplo, love Diplo. He's the man. He's hopped on the show plenty of times. How did this record come to be?
Yeah, I feel like, I think Diplo reached out to me early in my career. I think like maybe before I signed, like super early, and was like, I love your music. We should do something. And then we just kind of like were friends over the years, I guess. And then one day he sent me, he was just talking about like songs and I don't know, it just kind of happened. And then Polo got on it and here we are.
It's like he knew even before the labels knew. Diplo knew.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's the man though. Great dude.
And so, you know, this all kind of spiraled from TikTok, right? I mean, you putting yourself out there, putting your covers out there. Did you have a favorite song that you love to cover? Your Tove Lo Habits, I love that song. It's definitely one of my favorites, but yeah, your voice on those lyrics, it sounded so good. That's going to be one of your favorites, right?
I love that one. I think my favorite song of all time to cover right now, it'll change, but probably Stay by Rihanna. It's just always been my go-to, or Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood. I love both of those a lot.
Those are all goodies. Now, do you incorporate covers on your set list?
I do like 2.5 of them.
2.5. You know, yeah. And do you switch them or do you stay consistent throughout the tour?
Well, I've been known to switch them, but this tour, I think I'm going to try and keep them the same.
Nice.
Yeah.
Any leaks? You're kicking off tonight, so I have no idea what's on your set list.
I can tell you one of them's by Amy Winehouse.
Ooh, nice. You can't go wrong there. You just and point to one of her songs and it's going to sound really good.
She's incredible. And then one of them's by Destiny's Child.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep. But that's all I'm saying.
That's exciting. I'm curious, you know, since you're so big on TikTok, what's on your For You page? Mine is so random these days. Like I get like in these weird, like it's chiropractic adjustments right now on my For You.
That's so random.
So random. I love hearing, I never got one done, but I love hearing people's backs get cracked. What's on your For You page?
I definitely get some of those randomly. I don't know. A lot of like, I feel like it's a lot of people just like lip syncing, which is, I don't know what that says. I try not to get on my For You page because it really just sucks me into a hole. And then I'm there for like an hour.
Hours. And I'm like, yeah. I should have been in bed like 3 hours ago. What am I still doing watching people get their backs cracked? Like, what's
it's
happening?
Dark. It's dark.
So what are you doing backstage? Like, you know, you're going to be on stage in a little bit, you know, later on tonight. What's like your normal go-to? I mean, this is like your natural habitat is now touring. You're rarely home. So what goes on?
My go-to, I just try to like keep it chill, dude. I try to keep it chill. I might have like a Bud Light. I might eat some Gushers. And then right before I go on stage, I play The Motto by Drake every time.
Is that right? Oh my gosh.
Crazy, but so, that's my go-to. Yeah.
this friendship was meant to happen between you and Drake then. I mean, I see, like, you listen to him growing up. He's your pre-show, you know, he's part of your pre-show ritual. Champagne Poppy.
Champagne Poppy.
Unreal. Like, would you just, like, lose your mind if, like, there was a collab with him in the future? Like, is that, are you going to manifest that next?
I don't even know what I would do, dude. I can't even talk about that.
This is just so exciting, and we're so happy for you to kick off your tour tonight, and thanks for carving out some time to, like, hang out with us for a little bit. And
thank you for carving out some time.
Absolutely. Heartbroken, we love playing it. Just congrats on all the success so far, and we'll see you on the road. We're based in Philly, so you come to Philly. Okay. October, I believe.
I think so.
Franklin Music Hall. So
you're pulling up.
Pulling up? Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely. Just congrats, and we'll see you on the road.
All righty. Thank you, Bennett.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.